This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exclusive that's connected to the DJ. Say that again, Doug. To the DJV program. I always get excited when Michael Harrison is here. And my palms get sweaty. My brow gets sweaty. It's amazing to be in the presence of greatness here, as we are every week. Michael comes on the program to go through the charts. This happened to be for the week of April 12th to the 16th, the second full week of April. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, he and his staff are responsible for the list that you can find at talkers.com. Also can find it on our social media, DJV Show, and at djvshow.com every week. So, we have the usual myriad of stories, Michael. And
I'm so
the
glad.
People list to go through. You're glad?
I'm so glad that I don't have to shake your hand anymore now that I know it's cold and sweaty in my presence.
No, it's hot and sweaty.
It's hot and sweaty. No more handshaking. You remember the last time you shook anybody's hand?
The elbow. I shake everybody's hand all the time. I shook a guy's hand yesterday.
Did you really?
I don't stay away from that. Yeah. With sincerity, I think in business and in greeting somebody, if they will extend a hand of friendship to you, I will extend my hand back again. Some people use the elbows. I don't believe at all in this whole business of spraying your hands with all that stuff to kill a bacteria, because you're killing a lot of good bacteria. Your body needs beneficial bacteria, and we've become so insanely, furiously devoted to all these messages from these people who are not helping us understand how beneficial some of the bacteria are that are on our hands, on our mouth, in our gut, in order for us to stay healthy.
In our noses.
That's
collateral damage that we're destroying our friends in the bacteria world.
Yes,
and they're protesting. Let me tell you, they're upset. Yeah. But let's get back to business. The number
I thought that was our business. It's upsetting people.
At number 10, the British royal family, tied with various and sundry aspects of celebrity gossip. And, you know, it's interesting, the British royal family sort of have one foot in the world of they're the head of state, and another foot is in the world of celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably the highest ranking celebrities in the world.
Maybe the highest paid as well.
Oh, gosh. And I really should have been born into that family. I would
How's
have
that?
A ball. I would love to be a royal. Wouldn't you love to be a royal? I think it'd be great.
Only if I could be on my tractor.
This guy was for 73 years, you know, the consort to the Queen of England.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did is complain about it. And I mean, I know everything about him because I saw The Crown on Netflix.
Right. Of course you do.
I know everything. I know every conversation they had behind closed doors.
The question that Oprah asked to Meghan and have you watched The Crown?
Yeah, right. Like, and any royal that says, I've never seen this, they're full of it. But could you imagine watching a television show or a movie in which you're depicted by an actor in conversations that you never had, that nobody knew about, and you're seeing yourself being depicted saying things that you never said? It's gotta be mind-bending. Oh, my gosh. But they're used to it. At number 9, we have crime and corruption, tied with the Matt Gaetz investigation, tied with Cuomo under pressure, tied with Bernie Madoff dying. And Madoff dying in prison, one more time his name is in the spotlight, reminds us all that here in the golden era of scams in which we are living, is that it's true what P.T. Barnum allegedly said, and that is a sucker is born every minute. He never really said it, but what the hell, it sounds good. At number 8, we have media bias, tied with lots of chatter about Trump's web platform that's being developed. And your friend, the MyPillow guy, he also is starting some kind of a platform.
My friend. may advertise his product, but that doesn't mean he's necessarily my friend.
Oh, I only thought you accepted advertising from people that not only you approved of their products, but you like them personally.
No, I accept it. Well, I do that in terms of health products. I won't advertise anything I wouldn't use myself. But as long as the rest of the check clears, I'm fine.
Yeah, the truth is, friends, Doug is very selective about things like that. We kid around, but no, it is an important point in terms of credibility. At number seven, we have the southern border crisis and the U.S. immigration policy. At number six, we have the economy and the Biden stimulus and the rise of cryptocurrency, which is really interesting. Nobody understands it, but, you know, hell, most people don't know what they're talking about anyway, the economy. So
why not? What are they talking about? What are they?
We all walk around in a fog. Let's invest in it. At number five, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and Iran. The world is heating up, and I'm not talking about global warming. At number four, Biden announces U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's a big deal. At number three, we have gun control tied with election laws. At number two, we have race relations tied with police reform. We're dealing with an awful lot of stuff. And at number one, of course, COVID-19. It's variants, it's vaccines, it's stats, and it's politics. Ready for the people, or you want to take a break?
No, let's have the people list, please.
Number 10, Bernie Madoff. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo. Number 8, the dynamic duo, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. At number 7, Tucker Carlson. At number 6, Matt Gaetz. At number 5, Donald Trump. Kamala Harris at 4. At number 3, Derek Chauvin, Dante Wright, and Kim Potter. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's it?
Mm-hmm. Joe's got a few problems, right?
Well, I mean, the job comes with all kinds of headaches. What a lousy job.
Why does anybody want this job?
It's 78 amazing. Years old and facing an enormous load of work.
Yeah.
And I think he's the kind of guy that just loves it.
I think he's been in the limelight for so long that it feels natural to him. And that's okay, you know. Are you going to make good decisions? No. Nobody. You're going to make some good decisions, and you're going to make some lousy decisions. It doesn't make a difference who you are in that job. It's difficult. I thought it was interesting and kind of out of place this week, though, that some people who are comparing him are trying to sell that Joe Biden is the heir apparent to FDR. People said that about LBJ, remember?
When he became president. There's truth to that.
How so?
That they're very, very active. LBJ and Joe Biden so far are very, very active in creating economic and social reforms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're meaning.
I guess that is what they mean.
But that's what FDR was known for. I mean, he turned around the whole thing of limited government and government not standing in the way of what the economy does to having an active role in government, created jobs, work projects, and all that. You know, the pendulum swings up and down.
I was just thinking that word, pendulum, right.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's only when the pendulum goes all the way over to the extreme that we run into trouble. But
I think it has, and we've done that. We've seen that. Not so much with Bush, but Obama kind of went to one extreme, and then Trump went to the other extreme, whereas the country's in the middle. So how do these guys get elected if they're so far to one side or the other? And the answer to that is because not enough people vote in the primaries. That's my conclusion.
That is true. Not enough people vote in the primaries, and not enough people know what's going on.
That
most of the arguments are presented either as cardboard cutout arguments, black or white, or, you know, just emotional hyperbole.
I want to tell you something. This week on my farm, I was paying the folks that work there, and there's a kid who's 18 years old, just got out of high school, who takes care of the animals very good, loves the animals very good on the farm. So I had an exception to the hours that he put in, and I put it on a note and stuck it to the check on one of those sticky things. And he came to me an hour or two later. He said, "I don't understand what you wrote in this note." I said, "What do you mean you don't understand?" He says, "I can't read the writing." What? I said, "Huh?" He says, "No, I don't know how to read cursive. I don't know what it is. I can't make out any of these words. I don't know what I don't know anything." So I read him. This is an 18-year-old high school graduate who couldn't read a note that I had written to him in cursive. But my cursive is legible, and I pointed out each one of the words. And he says, "Well, I never write anything. I just use my iPhone." And that's where we're going. People can't write. They can't understand what they read. They can't even know. They don't even know what the letters are. And you think that this education system in our country is serving the greater good? You talk about a crisis. Good God. Man.
You're talking about a very interesting subject, and
thank you.
I wish we had a lot of time to get into that, because it's...
I'll give you 60 seconds to get into it.
The case could be made that we're just moving into a new technological era, and sociology changes, and there's no need for cursive. On the other hand, maybe there's a tremendous need for cursive, that we have to have other ways of communicating, and that there is cursive, and that if, as long as people use it, you should be able to read it and do it. You know, it's like, do you need to memorize the multiplication tables now that you have a pocket calculator? What really defines intelligence? What really are the things that we need to know to be truly learned? Must it be
practical? Who decides that is also a question.
So,
that decision.
When I said what you said, is it's kind of provocative, because there's many different angles on it. And, the field of education is going to be a major topic going forward for the next 5-10 years in our country, because definitely have problems in terms of understanding the whole principles of education.
Yeah. All right, Michael Harrison with some sage words. That's why he's here, with his sage words about the stories and the people on the list from Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and lots of fabulous information about this great format that we call News Talk Radio. One of the things Michael is happy to tell you that I'm engaged in and talking to you about things that will help you out, the safe way, the natural way to lose weight that you've been hearing me talk about for about 4 years now on the various programs that I do. Calitrin, natural, good, it's best. It really is for you, used in conjunction sometimes with another weight loss program. It'll help keep the weight off, and that's what you want to do. Lose the weight, not so hard. It's not as... it's not easy, but it's not as hard to lose the weight as it is to keep it off. And so here you go. This is a drug-free, stimulant-free way. Doesn't interfere with anything you're eating, any medications you may be taking, any other health conditions. It's a health supplement that has all kinds of side benefits. But mostly, it supports you and your enhancement of the way you want to look when you look in the mirror or go out. Springtime leads to summer. We all want to look our best. Keep the weight off. Calitrin can be found by ordering at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. Use the DJV code, and you can get these special spring deals on buying Calitrin in bulk, and you also don't have to pay for shipping. That's the DJV code at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, delving into the stories, the people, the nuance of news talk radio, the special things that go on. And I thought I might digress with you for a moment because of something I was involved in and all of my programs were involved in this past week. It was a general fundraiser for what's called Feeding America, which is an organization that has done very well at squeezing as much out of a buck as they can. You know, they can feed at Feeding America 10 people with a dollar. I wonder, they get all the food donated, but how do they even distribute it? But they have achieved miracles. And we raised somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000 this week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you get down to brass tacks, given the fact that you can feed 10 people for a buck, you know, you multiply that out, if you raise $50,000, that's feeding 500,000 people a meal. Not a bad thing. A lot of people gave, going to radiocares.org, their website, or texting radio to 662266. So I thought I would ask you, as you are the expert when it comes to this sort of thing, talk radio is considered personality radio, and a lot of people listen to folks on the air, and if they tell them to, whether it's a commercial or something like this, people are more moved to do it. Is that a correct, that's my interpretation because I've been doing this for a long time, but do you think people really listen when things like this happen? Are the results good going across the board, whether it's this sort of a thing or Christmas time, we're trying to raise money for this, that, and the other thing? What do you think of these sorts of efforts on news talk radio stations with the hosts pushing something like this?
I think it's better than pushing something that doesn't help people. I mean, what's wrong with charities if they're legitimate? Yeah. And do they work? Yeah, they work, as evidenced by the fact that the money was raised. The proof is in the pudding. So, yeah. I think that, you cover a couple of topics there. I think that talk radio is effective in motivating audience because the people that listen to talk radio are tuned in specifically to hear the personality and to have a relationship to engage with that personality. And in some cases,
because the personality could be very influential over their consumption, you know, their consuming habits, or their voting, or just their awareness. So, yeah, it is effective. It does work. And talk radio is a great place to engage in promotional and charitable efforts. Why not?
Yeah, I think it is, too. I'm very proud of the work that all of us do in that sort of thing. It's good because we have the ability to help people, so why not use it? I think I've said this, you've heard me with my mantra for the many years you've known me. My main thing in life is that we're all here to help. It's not about you. It's about other people and how you affect them, how you can help them, what you can do to make the world better, all of that stuff. It sounds rosy and very, you know, not everybody subscribes to it. That just happens to be how I look at things. Hmm. All right, now, moving into a couple of the important segments of and stories here, segments of talk, we have the discussion of gun control at number three. And the latest example as we go into the weekend is this shoot 'em up at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis. Eight people are dead because of it, including the gunman who shot himself. And so we, once again, we're scratching our head two or three times a week, it seems, thinking about whether, if, you know, where did he get the gun? What was his motivation? Is it all mental illness? But this, the reason I bring it up with you is because these conversations seem to go nowhere. There, it's an event, and it's in the news, so we talk about it. But the results of our conversation don't seem to make anything better. You know, people say, "Ah, more laws." Well, they don't enforce the laws that are on the book now.
How do you stop this type of, you know, abnormal behavior with laws?
I don't know that you can, Michael.
That's the point. That's why I say, what can we do? What can we say? How do we deal with our own numbness? Let's talk about this on the other side of the break. It's very important.
We'll do that. Yep. Plus a focus on Russia coming up in China. Next on the Talk Radio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hole was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News. One person is dead after a police-involved shooting in Portland, Oregon. Acting Chief Chris Davis spoke about the protesters who have gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene, but at this point we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and police report that some of the crowds have been violent. Happening in Cuba.
Viva Fidel!
Viva! Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. There's also a list of 8 current and former U.S. officials who are barred from going to Russia, including A.G. Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention to the next few minutes on your radio, because I assure you it will be worth your while. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event here in conjunction with the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of that program, host with Michael Harrison of this program, and other things that are of interest and topicality. The idea of what we do with some of these issues, and are we supposed to fix problems? Is that our job? No, we're just supposed to talk about them. Michael was using the term numbness a few minutes ago when it comes to, is it a cultural thing that we become numb to a lot of the things? Some people think it's purposeful, Michael, and that things are going the way they are. It's the mind control. You can hear it in my voice. Get very frustrated because for a lot of years we've been dealing with a lot of issues. Some of them are new, but some of them are the same old, same old. And maybe we get, when we talk about, you know, like the war, the withdrawal from Afghanistan was announced this week by Biden. 20 years we've been talking about that. And people will say, so what? Everybody says we're going to get out of Afghanistan. We don't. They all tell us something, and they don't do it. Gun control. They all say they're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. Race relations. They all say we're going to fix it. Nothing gets fixed. You know, the immigration thing. Nothing's fixed. If anything, it's worse. So, time passes. Madoff dies, and what else has happened?
The fact is that maybe we're making progress, and maybe it goes in slow motion, you know. But when I was talking about numbness, I mean, when you hear every day or every other day mass shootings, and each one is a weird situation, a weird character. Yeah. It's either politically motivated by a fanatic or a radical or a mentally disturbed person, or we never know the reasons. And that's not talking about criminal behavior and gang warfare and you know, people robbing people at gunpoint, you know, but these mass murders. How do you possibly stop that from happening when it happens without just keeping everybody under total surveillance all the time? I mean, you know...
We're getting that way, though. There's cameras everywhere.
Well, and sometimes it works out to the benefit to have cameras everywhere. Look at how quickly they got the Boston Marathon bombers because there were cameras everywhere. And look how quickly they got them because... almost everybody in Boston said, okay, we're going to shut down the city. I know it's against our civil liberties, but let's get this bum. Yeah, let's get this guy. Remember that? I mean, that was such an interesting... Boston put on such a display of all of these conflicting concerns in terms of civil liberties versus operating together as a society to fight a common foe. Or to apprehend a criminal. But
we're our own worst enemy, aren't we?
Of course. Mm-hmm. As long as we have crime, as long as we have insanity and murder and all of this injustice and all of this unpredictability, we have to give up freedom. Totalitarian states and dictatorships thrive in societies where the people don't trust each other.
Yeah.
When people trust each other, they then want freedom because they're not only want it for themselves, they want it for their fellow citizens because they trust them. But if you don't trust anybody, then you want strong policing, then you want to have security alarms, you want to have security cameras, you want to... It comes down to people trusting each other, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure does. Yep, I had an occurrence in business this week. Where I was promised, well, I guess it would depend on your definition of promised. I was supposed to have something come out in a way that would be okay for everybody, and it didn't turn out that way. At least it hasn't yet. And then you think about, okay, well, I trusted this person. I come from the farm. We shake hands. We don't write things down. We say, okay, this is the deal, and we agree to it and shake hands, and that's it. And that's always been the way it is, and that's how I've run my production company for the most part. But lately, I don't do anything without an agreement because people don't stick to what they say they were going to do, and they say, oh, well, I forgot, or, gee, I'm having a tough time, so maybe, you know, I need to change things halfway down the road.
Mm-hmm. They change the rules. They move the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know, one reason for writing a letter of agreement if you go into a deal with somebody is for what you just said. Quite often people forget. And if it's a successful venture and it goes for years, they most definitely will forget a handshake. You know, we said 10 years ago that we're agreeing to blah, blah, blah. When did I say that? People don't remember what they said a day ago.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's why they call it a memorandum of agreement. It's for memorializing. Not so much to hold you accountable, that you signed an agreement, I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
It's more to, hey, what did we say our deal was?
Yeah, what is our deal? Yeah. All right, so let's go back to the list, the story list. The number five item are relationships with other countries that are not our friends. For example, the Russians. We have expelled this week some Russian diplomats, and we have imposed sanctions for hacking. There are 10 Russians that have gone home this week, sanctions against a dozen or so companies, and Russians who are living here in our country. We want to hold the Kremlin accountable for their interference in the presidential election and for the hacking of federal agencies. You know, this has become almost like common. It's a common practice. Now we all sort of laugh about the Russians and how they hack into everything. The Chinese do the same thing. So is Joe Biden stepping up to the plate, and will his punitive measures will they have any effect? Well, the Russians just laugh, and sooner or later they'll say...
They won't laugh either. They won't laugh either. What they're doing is they're testing Biden. They're testing Biden. This buildup on the Ukrainian border is a test of Biden to see what type of metal he has, because they're dealing with a new president. And he is the president of the United States, and the president of the United States is a very powerful person. So They're testing Biden on that front. In terms of the election, well, you could build a case against any country if you want to prove that they've been spying on you or tampering with you, because everybody's tampering and spying on everybody else. So it's just a matter of how do you want to utilize it in terms of public relations. And right now, it's to Biden's advantage to say, I'm not going to put up with Russia tampering with our election.
But
you know, they have no photos of me, you know, with compromising positions. But let's point out here, and a lot of our listeners are going to appreciate my saying this, a very significant percentage of the American public doesn't believe that Russia really has been engaged in anything out of the ordinary in terms of dealing with the U.S. and that's
well, then you decide, define what's what is ordinary anymore. That's a question. Well, I'm looking for a definition.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of searching for a default understanding of what's real at this particular time. Because if we don't have by default an understanding of reality, then how the hell are we a nation? How the hell are we anything? How can you have any kind of relationship between human beings if you don't accept a certain, even if the notions are wrong, even if your beliefs are wrong, at least if you all believe the same wrong, you could be a unit. But if nobody could agree on what's right, then everything is wrong.
Yeah. Well, then there's the degree of what is wrong and how do we decide what's right and what's wrong. The discussion this week of packing the Supreme Court, and the Republicans don't want any more than 9 members. I frankly don't think we need any more than 9 members, but many Democrats want to try to change things to their liking, and so all of a sudden, when they did it, it was okay. But the Republicans do it, that's terrible, we got to fix this.
I wish people understood that both parties engage in the same girlish activities.
Bunch of creeps.
And they make a case for something that in the immediate future helps their party, and they make a case against the very same thing if in the immediate future.
Shallow.
It's BS.
Yeah, and then you see the attention given to Matt Gaetz, for example, number nine, actually, this week on the countdown, and Cuomo, and what's going on with these guys who are lecherous, no good SOBs. They haven't been proven guilty of anything. Come on. You know, in this circumstance. So then you want to think about, okay, so who do we want there? If those guys are no good, where do we find good people? And I thought I'm sure you have something to say about Herschel Walker, who apparently is going to run for the Senate in Georgia next year. He's a big football star. I remember him playing in a lot of it. He's a black guy. How can he be a Republican? You know, that kind of stuff. And so do these sorts of fellas make good, Matthew McConaughey talking about running for governor of Texas. Is he better because he was well known? Look at Arnold when he was governor of California, or other people who
he was governor for a long time too. I don't have the number of years, but you know,
almost 8 years.
Settling
the recall. I thought he, frankly, as a part-time Californian, I thought he did a pretty good job. Some people agree. The hardcore Republicans didn't like him, but I thought.
Do you remember the movie Predator?
Yes.
Schwarzenegger, this was, I think, after Schwarzenegger was governor. He made it. No, maybe it was before. But you had Jesse Ventura and Schwarzenegger as part of like a military operation, and they were both governors.
I can't
believe these two guys.
You're bleeding. Mm-hmm. You're bleeding. I haven't got time to bleed.
All right. I'll get back to the story. Now we're talking a little COVID, if you will. The variants, that's number one this week on the story list. The vaccines. Is Dr. Fauci to be believed anymore? A lot of people think, they call it Fauci fatigue. Do you have Fauci fatigue? Maybe a question to be answered.
Meanwhile, that sounds like one of your commercials.
Well, I'm going to do one of those right now. And the question here is, do you know what the best company is in the country for gluten-free breads and cookies? The answer is Ebon's Bakehouse, E-B-A-N-S, ebonsbakehouse.com. The website, this is the place to go. If you have celiac disease or if you're intolerant, gluten intolerance, I have that problem. A lot of people have that problem. I can go through the list of why it's not good for you, but, you know, let's not worry about that so much. Let's think about how we can satisfy our hunger and our palates with something that tastes really good, works really well, and isn't going to hurt you. The gluten hurts a lot of people in lots of different ways, contributing to lots of problems in men and women. So if you want to get it out of your system, then you go to ebonsbakehouse.com and look at all the great breads they have. Look at all of the rolls and buns. But most assuredly, you'll love the cookies. Love, love, love the cookies. I should get you a box of these, Michael. You'll love them. All the cookies, everything that's
in
the list. Yeah, okay.
You can hold. Would you just sign that on this agreement that I...
Right, let's make an agreement. So, if you have an intolerance, listen, even if you don't have an intolerance, I give these cookies to my friends all the time, and they can't believe how wonderful they taste. And they're not loaded up with sugar. It's something that they figured out how to make cookies and breads and stuff without the gluten and still have the best taste possible. Ebon's Bakehouse, and the stuff's good for you, too. Cookies are very good for you. Health food. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount when you check out. EbonsBakehouse.com. This is the People List. I'm Doug Steffen going through the list from number 10 to number 1 as we do every week. Sort of this formalizes many of the things that we're talking about. If you don't see the list, you can find it, by the way, at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. On the People List, Bernie Madoff, number 10, Madoff, some people say. 9 is Governor Cuomo. Number 8 is Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Tucker Carlson is number 7. Good God. Matt Gaetz is 6. Trump is 5. Ms. Harris is 4. Derek Chauvin and the participants in his trial, number 3. Tony Fauci. You have Fauci fatigue. That's number 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, is number 1 on the People List. That's not unexpected. Usually the president gets the most attention, and his name is mentioned more than anybody else's. So that's the story again this week. And that's the list, the top 10 people list, courtesy of the work, the research done at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Story list now from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, the situation in England with the royal family and the funeral of the prince. At number 9, the situation with crooked politicians, Cuomo, and Gates, are they guilty? Well, they're guilty of not having a lot of common sense, that's for sure. Media bias, number 8. Number 7, the immigration situation on our southern border. Number 6, the situation in the economy and the stimulus package. Number 5, our relationship with China, Russia, other countries like Iran. Number 4, the withdrawal that we are anticipating from Afghanistan, announced by Biden. Gun control at number 3, police reform at number 2, and as you might expect,
the variants, the vaccines, the vagaries of discussing the COVID situation. Number one this week on the story list at talkers.com. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. A couple of minutes. The vaccine and all of the things that go with it, the variants. How long is this? I noticed the big discussion at the end of the week was all the people who had COVID who had been vaccinated. That was the big, you know, there have been tens of millions of people vaccinated. I thought that was kind of specious. So 5,800 have got COVID. They told you it was only 94% effective, right?
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying that the news media, the stuff that we use as fodder for our conversation, sometimes is a little flaky. That's what I'm saying.
Well, these are complicated subjects, and you know, a lot of flakes are in the news media.
Right. I've heard that. Thank you for telling us that. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you. Michael Harrison here in the countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, bring in Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, legal expert, if you will, a college professor of law at Bentley University, author of the very well-respected book Scamicide.com. He's got a website there, too. Now, the book is called Identity Theft Alert, but the website is Scamicide.com. And so he deals with all these scams all the time. There's a good one this week, a new one. If you have expenses for the funeral of a loved one, what is it, $9,000 you can get or not?
Yeah, FEMA just announced at the beginning of this week a program, and you don't have to qualify as far as assets or income, and they will pay up to $9,000 for funeral expenses for anyone who died as a result of COVID-19. So the good thing is you can apply for this over the phone, can't do it online, and it's a fairly simple procedure. The bad news is, as soon as the program was announced, the bad guys, the scammers, were out there texting, emailing, and contacting people on the phone posing as FEMA, which will not be contacting you by email, text message, or
no.
phone, scamming people into giving personal information and fees for the particular program, and there aren't any fees. You can get a lot of details on this, April 16th scam of the day on scamicide.com gives you all the details and the phone number.
All right. Let's go to some of the things now that have legal impact on the story list from the charts for this past week, the week of April 12th to the 16th on Talkers Magazine. Number two is our police reform discussion. I suppose that ties in with gun control, which is at three. All the shootings this week, Chicago, Philadelphia had some shoot 'em ups, Indianapolis, that big FedEx thing. It's everywhere, and we've become numb. Michael Harrison said during the course of the program, we're just getting numb to this and so many other things.
Which is unfortunate, because there are things we can do. And, you know, you look at the Indianapolis, the FedEx shooting, and once again, that was a shooting with an automatic weapon. And, you know, there was a short period where we did have a ban on private ownership of automatic weapons like that. And the numbers of shootings and extent of shootings and killings went down. These things are death machines, and there is no reason the average person needs one. You know, the public wants some kind of gun control. We're not going to give up all of our guns, but we can make things considerably better. And it is a shame on Congress and our system that groups like the NRA still have the kind of influence to thwart the public on this. And it's a tremendous shame. And then, you know, you get into the police training, you know, a whole nother thing. Looking at the 13-year-old kid who was killed in Chicago, it very well may not have been the kind of assaulting police officer against a black youth as opposed to an officer who may not have been trained sufficiently.
Mm-hmm. Well, the same as the taser and the gun.
Oh, yeah.
How do those things get confused? That's not going to wear. It's not going to bode well for that lady, who seems to have done, you know, fairly well in her career up until that point.
Even shocking, you know, Doug, when you look at it, she's been a 26-year veteran. She was training someone when she did that. As impossible as it seems for us looking at it from the outside, you know, she's not the kind of person who's going in there gun-drawn intentionally.
No, she had a good reputation. She seemed like a sort of almost a gentle soul. Like she doesn't even know what's happened to her.
Matter of fact, maybe that's even a bigger problem when that can happen to a good officer.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number six is the rise of cryptocurrency and the stuff that goes with it. I wonder how long this is going to last. But if you look at, what was it this week on the NASDAQ, one of the big crypto companies went public and they raised $86 billion or something else.
But they got it in cryptocurrency themselves. Yeah, you know, this is not a fad. It isn't going to go away. And too many people are getting involved in it who know nothing about it and are losing their shirt. You know, this is the kind of thing, you know, we had Bernie Madoff die this week. And Bernie Madoff once said he had no sympathy for his victims. He said, anyone who looked into what I did, would have known that I couldn't do it. You can't invest in something you don't know, and people don't know enough about Bitcoin. Many of them were investing.
If you're going to do it, you better find somebody you can trust much as anything else. All right, Steve, thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with a look at some of the legalities. Don't forget about that FEMA free funeral scam. We got to make sure you don't fall into that trap. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.